Artist Ronald Sonungatuck of Homer died Tuesday, January 21st. He was born in 1933 in Kingigan, the village of Wales, Alaska, in a traditional sod house, and attended Mount Edgecombe School in Sitka. Ron Sonungatuck was Inupiat, a sculptor, silversmith, and woodcarver of massive cultural influence as an artist, educator, and mentor. On a Fulbright scholarship in Oslo, Norway, beginning in 1960, he both met his wife, Torrid, and was offered and accepted a position at University of Alaska Fairbanks in the budding metalsmithing program. In 1965, he joined the faculty as founding director of the UAF Native Arts Center and served as the head of the UAF Art Department from 1977 until his retirement in 1986. He moved to Homer in 1998. Homer artist Rika Mao came to KBBI Studios to remember Ron Sonungatuck's art and legacy.
As a high school student at Mount Edgecombe, Ron met teacher George Fedoroff and learned wood carving, initially making bowls and trays. He went on to Rochester Institute of Technology at the School of American Craft and furthered in wood carving and furniture making. Ron was drafted in the Army for 2 years during the Korean War. Upon return, there were no spaces left at RIT in the woodworking program, so he explored silversmithing and loved it, which then spurred an extraordinary period of metalsmithing. Ron later returned his focus to woodworking, carving marvelous panels of traditionally inspired subjects in a truly contemporary expression. He was a meticulous carver and worked in a meticulous studio, expressing people, animals, celebration, light, the ocean, and pattern. His work is in private collections all over the world. It is in public collections at the Museum of the North at UAF, the Anchorage Museum, the State Museum, Pratt Museum, and the Native Medical Center in Anchorage. He has large 1% for art installations in Fairbanks, Kodiak, and Gullivan. He was one of the original members of what is now called the Alaska State Council on the Arts. Their logo is his design. Ron was a teacher, lecturer, curator and collector, mentor, and international traveler. In 2008, the Rasmussen Foundation gave him a Distinguished Artist Award. In 2014, the Alaska State Council on the Arts awarded him a Lifetime Achievement Award. He served on the boards of the Homer Foundation and Bunnell Street Arts Center. In the past 20 years, I have had many, many stimulating conversations on art, travel, culture, politics, and fishing with Ron, Turd, and their daughter Heidi. It is an honor and incredibly enriching to have watched Ron at work in his studio, admired and acquired his work, and learned so much from this very wise man. I am humbled by his vision, bravery, and accomplishments.
That is Rika Mao, remembering artist Ronald Sonungatuck of Homer, who died this week at 87 years old. For KBBI Homer, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.